This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A report released Monday says Aurora police used force more often in 2023, but officers are using less deadly methods. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
The report found the use of force was used in more than 700 incidents last year. That's an increase from about 620 in 2022. Despite the increase, Aurora police officers are using less lethal methods in responding to calls. Police used lethal force 4 times in 2023 compared to 13 times in 2022. APD has faced criticism for its use of force, especially from the Black community, following the deaths of Elijah McClain, Kylan Lewis, and Corey Dillard. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
The University of Denver could experience layoffs as it absorbs a steep drop in enrollment, Denverite's Paolo Scholzda reports.
The private university is facing an $11 million deficit, due in part to enrollment declining steadily since 2022. 8 staff members at DU have been laid off, and an additional 15 positions will be cut and replaced with higher paid roles that serve the entire university. Aaron Schneider, the president of DU's chapter of the American Association of University Professors, says these cuts will negatively impact students.
And it undermines the higher ed function, the higher ed contribution to civic life that University of Denver should be performing.
DU has among the highest tuitions across Colorado, charging a base of $60,000 for a full year of courses. DU's endowment is valued at over $1 billion. I'm Paolo Scholzda, Denverite.
It's 6:06. This is CPR News.